football on Off the Ball.
You know, what he did for the club, he changed the trajectory of it completely. But Thomas Frank, I'm loving the Thomas Frank era. I'm having a great time.
You were sceptical initially.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme. Proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, we preview tonight's League of Ireland action, which includes Off the Ball's live game at Richmond Park. Another huge blow for Hamir Halgrimson's faltering World Cup qualifying campaign. And there's a huge shake-up in the Arsenal boardroom. Football Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota. First today, Off the Ball is live from Richmond Park as the race for European football kicks into gear. St. Pat's begin the night in fourth and are unbeaten in their last six league games. They welcome a Galway United side to Inchicore that have been dragged into a relegation battle. Galway's last win was 10 games ago. It was against Stephen Kenny's side back at Eamon DC Park in June. The sides only met as recent as last Sunday in the FAI Cup. Pat's won after extra time when Killian Bruder was sent off for Galway. He'll miss tonight's game as a result. Saints defender Luke Turner says that recent meeting adds a unique flavour to tonight's game.
Yeah, I think that game will actually just heighten our senses a bit more, I'd say, for this game. You know, Galway are a brilliant team. John's got them set up brilliantly. So I think we just need to make sure that we know their threats and we know where we can exploit them. But, you know, they're a tough team. They defend well and they attack in numbers. So we just need to make sure that we're on form for that.
On this week's LOI pod, Gareth McGlynn says the manner of Sunday's performance will give Galway hope they can come away from Richmond Park with a result.
From Caulfield and Daly, it'll be do the same again, because they were well in the game. 90 minutes this time, maybe they can take a few more chances. But for me, this isn't going to be an easy game for Pats, and it'll be very similar to the one in the Cup.
There's lots more from Gareth McGlynn and Vinnie Perth on this week's LOI pod, which is available for free elsewhere in the OTB football feed. If a game can be described as a European six-pointer, then tonight's clash at the Ryan McBride Brandywell surely matches that description. Derry City begin the night in second place on 49 points. Shelburne are currently 5 points adrift of the top three on 42 points. They have played two games less than third place Bohemians. Derry were the last team to beat Shells in the league, which was at the end of June. The Candy Stripes are without both Boyce's Leams out for the rest of the season. Ronan is suspended. Derry manager Tiernan Lynch has been assessing the task at hand tonight.
Yeah, listen, they're an excellent side. The big thing about them at the moment is now just they haven't played too many league games the last number of weeks. But they're coming there, really busy period for them. So, listen, we know how good a side they are. They strengthened again in July. They've lots of options and lots of different players there that can play in different positions. Our job's to concentrate on us. We've worked really hard again this week, and as I say, hopefully we can bring that into Friday.
After last week's defeat to Derry at Dalymount Park, Bohemians boss Alan Reynolds says the concentration levels of his players needs to improve. Waterford visit Dalymount tonight and have beaten Bowes in their last two meetings. Dawson Devoy returns from suspension for Bowes, and John Mountney is available after a groin injury, but Ross Tierney is a doubt. Grant Horton, a former Bowes player, says tonight's game is a chance for his Waterford players to arrest a run of three defeats from their last four.
I think, you know, both teams, like you say, are kind of struggling, but you know, anyone can beat anyone in this league, and I think we've seen that multiple times. You know, at the start of the season, we didn't win, and then we went on a big run and got a load of points. So it's so tight, the league. A couple of results changes everything instantly.
Drogheda's European hopes have been severely dented by taking just 1 point from their last possible nine. They head west tonight to play a Sligo Rovers side battling against the Drop. The mood music around Drogheda has been positive. Luke Dennison and Warren Davis have signed new contracts. Assistant manager Ger Grimes has been delighted to see influential midfielder Paul Doyle return from a long-term injury.
Yeah, no, listen, it's been really good to get Doyle back in. He's, you know, he's a really experienced player, a very, very good footballer, and he's been very unfortunate with the couple of injuries picked up over the last couple of seasons. Obviously, he's had a couple of injuries with us this year, and he was out for a prolonged time, but he's worked as hard as anyone you'll see work to get back to fitness. He's come back in and been involved in the last couple of games. He's got full minutes in the Leinster Cup. He's come on against Shamrock Rovers away and in the last round of the Cup, and he's really shown people what he can bring to the team. So delighted to have a player like Paul Dodd back and available for selection and add more strength and depth to the squad that we have.
For their part, Sligo boss John Russell is confident they can shake off their shock quarter-final defeat to Kerry in the Cup last week.
Yeah, we want a reaction, but look, I've no doubt, and we see the guys day to day, they're training well, they're full of confidence, and we know the threats that Drogheda bring. They're a top team, having a really good season. We'll need to be at our best, but I think we were unfortunate not to come away with something in our previous game back in June. We lost the game 1-0, but for large spells we were very dominant, and we know we're going to have to bring our best foot forward, and hopefully we can get the positive result.
And Shamrock Rovers will look to tick one of the four wins they need from their last eight games to be crowned champions. Stephen Bradley's side could hammer another nail in Cork City's coffin with a win at Turner's Cross tonight. The Rovers boss says they've a couple of knocks that require managing after last weekend's dramatic cup win over Drogheda. On this week's LOI pod, it was claimed that Bow's keeper Kasper Czaratska was the best keeper in the league, but on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Barry Murphy says it has to be the Rovers' shootout hero.
I think for the evolution of a player, Ed McGuinty has just come on, because there's massive pressure. That's probably the most under the microscope position, is the Shamrock Rovers goalkeeper. To take over from Leon and Alan Manis, and didn't quite work out for Leon, so the pressure was then on Ed to go and do something, and his performances in Europe in those qualifying games are outstanding. And then just look at culminated last week in a penalty shootout, three saves.
He has a confidence about him.
Yeah, it's confidence and slash arrogance, but you need to have that as a goalkeeper, because like, you're commanding defenders in front of you who've been there for the last 4 years, and they smell weakness straight away. You show any weakness and they're not having you. I think that little bit of that seeped into Leon's game a little bit, and Ed just has a presence. He's massive as well. He's way bigger than he looks in real life. Like,
is he? Yeah.
Yeah, like, you just, when he's walking by, if you're doing the commentary or whatever, and he's walking by out onto the pitch, he's a big boy, but confident as well.
Dundalk don't play until tomorrow, so Cove Ramblers can cut the gap on the First Division leaders down to 3 points tonight. They're away to Wexford. Bray Wanderers can secure their playoff spot with a point from tonight's game against fellow hopefuls Finn Harps at the Carlisle grounds. UCD can bolster their own playoff ambitions with a result at home to the Cup heroes Kerry. Treaty United start the night 3 points clear of Harps, and they welcome Bottomside Athlone Town to Markets Field. Hamir Halgrimson's faltering World Cup qualifying campaign as Ireland manager has received another blow. Preston manager Paul Heckingbottom has confirmed that Robbie Brady will miss a number of months of their season after calf surgery. He sustained the injury in the summer friendly against Luxembourg, a game that was his fourth start in a row under Halgrimson. And the 33-year-old is yet to play this season. It looks like he won't play in any of Ireland's remaining four qualifiers. There's been a massive shake-up in the Arsenal boardroom today. Executive Vice Chair Tim Lewis has left the club after 2 years in the role. He worked with co-chairs the Cronkies since 2007. The departure of Lewis is viewed as a shock following a successful summer for Arsenal in the transfer market. Marcus Rashford has hailed the influence of Hansi Flick on his short time at Barcelona so far. The on-loan Manchester United forward scored both of Barca's goals last night in a 2-1 win away to Newcastle in the Champions League. Rashford says Flick has installed a new confidence in him. However, on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Graeme Hunter was rapturous in his praise of Pedri last night.
Does he fit is a question that I love, because he has everything. The same attitude about body language when he's on the ball is his, and therefore body language about what I'm going to do, and it's a lie, and he's going to do the opposite. The number of times you see, you can just hear Dean Martin, watch Pedri and think about Dean Martin saying, when marimba rhythms start to play, sway with me. And you'll see players going, oh, wait, where? Oh, he's over there. It's just beautiful. If games weren't sorted by goals, and you could just award beauty points and strictly come playing football like this.
Oh, great shout.
Well, I mean, Pedri. And but this is nothing new, no surprise. Go back to when, I forget what year the Euro was played. I suppose it must have been played in, delayed and played in 21. So that's 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's 22 now. So when he was 18, he was in the team of the Euros. And against Italy in that semi-final, Spain should have won and lost on penalties. I think he had a 96 or 97% accurate pass completion for the guy who was on the ball most in the game. At 18. What's happened then, if you set aside the slight barrier of him having had too many injuries, whether that's him overplaying or whether that's from Spain and Barcelona being too slow to understand his physiology, is now an issue for the temporarily for the past. Mm. He's advanced in so many ways. He's cleverer, stronger. He's very sporting aggressive. He believes he should be a candidate to win the Ballon d'Or. It will make me vomit next week. Partly I accept that there are such good arguments for Jeunesse, Vitinha, that I don't see Pedri being top three, and it will just make me cry if he's not top five. Mm. But, the top two will be Dembélé and Lamine, after which you have Vitinha and Jeunesse and people in Liverpool already be shouting about Salah and so on and so forth. But for my taste, the top three should in some form be composed of, the top three should be Lamine Yamal, Ousmane Dembélé, and Pedri. Mm. He is by far, Vitinha and Jeunesse included, in my opinion, the number one midfielder in the world. He's literally astonishing. He carried that game on his back. And when, I'll bet you there were commentators in the English language who were saying, Newcastle this, Newcastle that. Now, the rhythm's dropped and Newcastle's fire has gone out. And of course, that early burst was unsustained. And what was happening was Pedro's like, bring it all to me. Bring me, what do they used to say at the Statue of Liberty? Bring me your sick and your wounded and your infirm. And he's like, just bring all the problems to me and I will resolve them. They're doing this and that and this and we'll work our way. We'll climb our way into the game. And here we are, we're in the game. And now I'll run the game.
There's lots more from Graeme Hunter and many more elsewhere in the OTB football feed, so don't forget to subscribe now. Newly promoted London City Lionesses go in search of their first win in the WSL at the third attempt tonight. They travel to Everton. Manchester City go to a Tottenham side who are looking to make it three wins from three in the night's other game. Last night, Manchester United qualified for the main draw of the Women's Champions League for the first time with a 3-1 aggregate win over Bran. United won the home leg 3-0 last night thanks to a hat-trick from Elizabeth Turner. Don't forget tonight's game between St Pat's and Galway United is live and exclusive on Off the Ball. And on Sunday, we're at the Stadium of Light for Sunderland's Premier League meeting with Aston Villa. Brian Kerr will be alongside Richie McCormack for that one. Then it's off to the Emirates, where Arsenal play Manchester City. Keith Tracy and Nathan Murphy will be on commentary for that one. I'll be back with more Football Daily for you with thanks to Toyota on Monday.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Lovely silky football from the home team.
Gizazi Wakfara, Ikfara, Fikwara, Kfara,
Kfara. PSG powering forward.
Ruiz, and they sweep the ball from one side to the other. Kvaratskhelia.
Kvaratskhelia. Kvaratskhelia, wonderful run.
Allah, 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 Allah.
This is the angle here. How he finds that is absolutely ridiculous. What a goal!
A brilliant goal!
What a goal! What a player!